Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. The topic for this podcast is the answers to frequently asked questions about bonds. Our guest today is Miriam Baird, Portfolio Manager for Pinnacle Trust and Investment Advisory. Miriam, I've heard that bonds are an important part of every investor's portfolio, but it seems that most of the investment advice I read on the internet or in newspapers is about stocks. What is the major difference between stocks and bonds, and why is it important to have both?
Well, Summer, I want to thank you for having me on today. Please bear in mind that this is a very general discussion of bonds. Every investor's situation is unique, and you should speak to your financial advisor before making any investment-related decisions. A bond is a debt security similar to an IOU. When you buy a bond, you're lending money to a government, municipality, corporation, federal agency, or other issuer. The bond basically promises to pay a certain rate of interest during its life and to repay the face value when it matures. Stocks, on the other hand, represent partial ownership of a corporation. If the corporation does well, its value typically increases and you have the opportunity to share in the appreciation. However, if the corporation performs poorly, the value of your investment usually decreases. So the short answer is that stocks are equity and bonds are debt. In general, stocks have a higher potential for return on investment, but are also riskier than bonds. Because of the different risks and potential gains and losses, it's important for any investor to have a healthy mix of different types of investments.
Okay, that makes sense. Now that we've gone over the bond basics, please give us a summary of the top five most frequently asked questions you get about bonds and how you answer them.
Well, the top five questions that I usually get are, why do people buy bonds? What kind of bonds are out there? How do bonds fit into my portfolio? What happens to bonds in a rising interest rate environment? And how do I know which bonds to buy? Question 1. Why do people buy bonds? People choose to make bonds part of their portfolios for several reasons. Preservation of principal. Generally, you receive the principal you invest back at the end of the bond's life, known as the maturity date. Number 2. Fixed income. Most bonds come with a fixed interest rate, providing regular semi-annual payments to investors. Number 3, varied maturities. Market risk is a concern if you decide to sell the bond before maturity date. To help mitigate that risk, you can purchase bonds with varying maturity dates so that the majority of your money isn't tied up at the same time. This concept is called laddering. Laddering maturities is also a strategy designed to mitigate interest rate risk. Number 4, liquidity. U.S. government bonds and corporate bonds that are rated investment grade trade frequently and in large volumes, so investors have ample opportunity to buy and sell them. Investment grade municipal bonds are also considered quite liquid, but may not trade in large volumes due to their limited size.
Bond ratings became a national discussion when Standard & Poor's downgraded the country's AAA rating in 2011. Why are bond ratings so important?
Generally, the higher the bond rating is, the lower the risk and the more likely investors are to get all of their principal back when the bond matures. If you're researching which bonds to buy, you'll want to see what the rating agencies like Standard & Poor's or Moody's say about them. You may decide to purchase a riskier bond, but you want to know that going in. The highest rating is AAA, and the lowest rating in the investment grade sector is BBB, depending on which agency you consult. And that leads us to question 2. What kind of bonds are there? Most people don't realize it, but the bond market actually offers investors several choices. There are several types of bonds that people can buy. Number 1, U.S. Treasury. When you buy a U.S. Treasury security, you are lending money to the government for a specified period of time. Treasuries are generally considered to have the lowest risk profile of all investments. U.S. government bonds and Treasury bills are guaranteed by the U.S. government and, if held to maturity, offer a fixed rate of return and guaranteed principal value. Number 2, agency. Agency bonds are issued by federal government agencies or government-sponsored enterprises, which are federally chartered but privately owned. An example would be bonds issued by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. Number 3, municipal bonds. Municipal bonds are debt obligations issued by states, cities, counties, and other government entities that use the money to build schools, highways, and other projects for the public good. Number four, corporate. Corporate bonds are IOUs issued by private and public corporations. They're typically issued in multiples of 1,000 or 5,000, and companies can use the funds they raise to build facilities or purchase equipment. And number five is other. Those are the four most common bond types, but there are others, such as high-yield bonds or bond funds, that may meet your needs. Question three, how do bonds fit into my portfolio? Bonds are often used with equities to create the appropriate allocation mix for the client. It could be through individual bonds and stocks or with mutual funds. The mix is determined by the client and the financial advisor after they discuss what kind of risk tolerance the client has. I'll run through a couple of examples. A growth mix would have about 70% stock and 30% fixed income or bonds. This would be for a client with a higher tolerance for risk. A balanced portfolio would be split pretty evenly, 50-50, between stocks and fixed income. Question four, what happens to bonds in a rising interest rate environment? Bond prices typically move in the opposite direction of interest rates. When interest rates are rising, bond prices fall.
Okay, let's say interest rates are rising. How much would the bond price move?
That depends on the maturity of the bond. The shorter the maturity, the less the price typically moves, and vice versa. Therefore, the most volatile bond is usually one with a long maturity, 20 years or more. Question five, how do I know which bonds to buy? Municipal bonds are often the appropriate choice for clients in high tax brackets. These bonds are typically federally tax-free and also state tax-free if bought from their state of residence. Most Tennessee municipal bonds are exempt from the state's Hall income tax, which applies to interest and dividend income. It also depends on your risk tolerance. Different types of bonds have different risks involved. U.S. Treasuries are deemed to have the lowest risk profile, followed by agencies, municipals, and corporates. Corporates may be diversified by sector, much like equities. Ratings by Moody's and Standard & Poor's are key elements in choosing municipals and corporates.
Miriam, how does an investor know which bonds will bring the most return?
You should always keep in mind that the lower the risk, the lower the potential yield, and the higher the risk, the higher the potential yield.
Let me recap the 5 points about bonds that we've covered today. Number one, why people buy bonds. Number two, what kind of bonds there are. Number three, how bonds fit into a portfolio. Number four, what happens to bonds in a rising interest rate environment. And number five, how to figure out which bonds to buy. Miriam, what final thought would you like to leave with our audience?
Even though bond rates and all fixed income rates are at all-time lows, fixed income securities remain a necessary asset to most trust and investment management portfolios. As always, you should speak with your financial advisor to see what kind of allocation mix will work best for your needs.
Miriam, thank you for sharing your advice on this important subject, and thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. The online library on the Pinnacle website has a number of articles on investing and retirement planning. Go to pnfp.com and click on the Learning Center and then Online Library.
Thanks, Summer. If anyone has questions, I'm located at 150 3rd Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be contacted by phone at 615-620-1236. Now for the legal portion of the podcast. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, an independent broker-dealer, and are not insured by bank insurance. The FDIC or any other government agency are not deposits or obligations of the bank and are not guaranteed by the bank and are subject to risks, including the possible loss of principal. Pinnacle Bank and Pinnacle Trust and Investment Advisory are independent of Raymond James.